The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm also now the mom of an active duty son, a longtime writer for the military spouse world, and the author of the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I created this podcast to bring you inspiration as you navigate your own military life, which can be amazing while also challenging. Whether you're dealing with a move, deployment, raising military kids, keeping your military marriage strong, or employment issues, we're going to talk about it. Military spouses, we're only stronger together. My goal is to bring you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey. Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 38. I'm Jen, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. And hey, welcome to all the new listeners. As a reminder, you can find all the show notes, any resources mentioned, and all about our guests over at millspousematters.com. You can find all the episodes on one landing page where you can just go through and listen to all the ones you've missed. And then there's another page with more detailed show notes. And of course, you can always listen for free there, millspousematters.com, or whatever podcast player you're using. So today I'm talking to Mark Steffi from First Command, who will have some money-saving tips and financial advice for military families. And we'll talk more about that in just a second. But first, I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a check-in and give you some reminders and announcements. So the last couple of episodes, probably I think the last three, have been geared towards what everybody's going through with the quarantine. So I hope that if you haven't listened to those or checked those out, go ahead. The last episode 37, I had Stacey Heisman and Amanda Tremios, who wrote the book Seasons of My Military Student, and they have a lot of good advice about helping your kids through this latest transition. And then they're also doing some recognizing of military kids during April, which is almost over. And you know how we normally do the Purple Up for military kids. They are doing Purple Up to Step Up and helping military kids find a way to give back to their communities during this time. And then the episode before that, I had Claire Wood on, who is a teacher and a homeschooling parent, and she's giving some really good tips about schooling at home temporarily. I know a lot of people are kind of overwhelmed with that, and this is not a normal time. Let's just remember that. And then the episode before that are just some good resources for military families of where to find the best news and information. Because as you know, it's important to have accurate information for whatever you're facing. If your military member is deployed or you have a move on hold, a lot of families are in that same boat. So keeping up with official information is important. And on that note, I had a couple of podcasts I wanted to recommend. There's a newer podcast called The Spouse Angle by Natalie Gross, and she is bringing news to military spouses and interviewing a lot of leaders and official sources. So that is a really great one to kind of get your news condensed. It's called The Spouse Angle, and I will actually be on there next month just for a little Q&A. So that was a lot of fun. And then the Milspo Gurus, Claire Wood a couple episodes ago, and I've had Kelly Artis on the show as well, they have a podcast called Advice Not Given, and they are doing a welfare check kind of coronavirus update every week, and that's more along the lines of just kind of checking in, seeing how you're doing, giving some good tips from them and listeners. So make sure and check those out. I've also been doing some videos and tips on Instagram, and again, I just want to tell you, if you are finding yourself trying to work from home and you're also schooling kids and you're trying to keep all those things going. Just give yourself a break. Just remember, you don't have to do it all. You don't have to come out of this having started a blog or written the next great American novel or have a new hobby or something amazing. If all you're able to do right now is keep your family safe and fed and intact, then you are doing just fine. So let's just kind of take the pressure off of ourselves. I haven't done listener shout outs in a while, and I thought I would share a couple of notes that I've gotten. I do love to get your notes and comments, and also would like to hear from you if you have topics that you'd like to see, because it can help shape my calendar of what's coming. So the first one is from Madeline, and she says, love your podcast. Thanks so much for all that you do. Thank you, Madeline. The next one is from Morgan, and she says, my husband is currently in the pre-deployment phase with the Army. We were married in December 2018 and are both 25 years old. This will be his first deployment. I was wondering if you had any recommendations on people I could reach out to or follow online that had experience with National Guard. I am finding that there's overwhelmingly a lot of support for spouses that are on base or active duty military, but I'm having a hard time finding that kind of support off base. Thanks for all that you do. And thank you, Morgan. And just wanted to share that one because I do have plans to have a reserve spouse and a guard spouse on in the coming months, because I've had that question a lot about content and help for those spouses, because it is a very different experience for sure. And I did send her a couple of websites also to look into in the time being. But thank you for that suggestion. And yes, that will be coming. And then the last one is from Taylor. I hope you don't mind I'm reaching out. I just wanted to thank you immensely for the work that you do. I'm in my mid-20s and my long-term partner is in the military. Things are quite different here in Canada, so I am thankful knowing my struggle at times is less significant than many of those spouses to American members, but I am coming up to my partner's first tour, and I think many emojis can explain how I feel about it more than I can. We can all relate to that. And she says, without a fail, I put on your podcast before bed as I fall asleep, as a comfort knowing that many others out here have experiences similar to what I am, and I'm not alone. Often I listen to many on a loop, and then she says, please make more content. There is demand. And I'll tell you something about that in just a minute. However, thank you for the service you provide to so many individuals around the world. You likely don't even realize how many you reach. I live away from base and I'm not very embedded in military culture. In leading up to a tour, I find this incredibly overwhelming. Thank you for your advice, words of encouragement, and comfort. I am so incredibly grateful. And thank you, Taylor, for sharing that. I really appreciate that note. I thought about it for several days. And at first, I was just kind of joking. I was like, oh, I'm listening to it before you go to sleep. I'm glad that it can help you go to sleep. Am I boring? No, I think that's awesome. And I am so glad that you are finding comfort and help in this. I told somebody recently, I want this podcast to feel like a warm hug and something that is supporting you. And so I'm just so thankful that that's what it's doing for you. Thank you again. And here's a shout out to listeners all over the world. We're now in all 50 states across Canada. I was looking and I thought it was kind of cool that the most listeners in the US are in Texas, California, and Virginia, North Carolina area, which makes sense. There's a lot of big bases, Florida, but really everywhere. Thank you for listening. We have listeners in South America. There are listeners in Thailand, India, Indonesia, Australia. Hello to everybody in Sweden, France, Spain, the UK, all over Europe, Germany, of course, and then even some countries in Africa. So thanks all of you for listening. It's really fun to look at the map and kind of see where all the downloads come from. So that's pretty cool. I did want to say I have put out a few more episodes than normal this month just because I had the topics for military kids. I do put out an episode every couple of weeks. I would love to do one every week, but right now I just don't have the time to do that. I hope to do that in the future, and so I will keep you posted about that. Also, if you want to let me know what topics you want to see coming up, and I am still taking military kids shout-outs for the next couple of days for a special episode. So if you want to share something really cool about your kid or just why you think they're awesome, send me a note on social media at @MillSpouseMatters on Instagram and Facebook, or leave a comment. I believe I've posted about it a couple of times and I will add it. So on today's episode, I'm talking to Mark Steffi from First Command, and he is giving some really good financial tips that military families can put into practice during this historic time, as a lot of us have either been furloughed or lost jobs, and so kind of trying to figure that all out. And he is giving some really helpful advice. And he says, now is a good time to take a look at your financial plan and make sure that you're on track for your long-term goals. You can find out more at their site, firstcommand.com. And if they determine that you would benefit from working with them, they will put you in touch with a First Command financial advisor to create your own personalized financial plan. And there's no obligation, and more importantly, no cost for active duty military service members and their immediate families. Also, they have careers for military spouses, and make sure and listen in to the end so you can find out more about that. Totally portable career, moving around. You can take it with you. They're located all over the world. And he said that they definitely support the military spouse community. So if you're looking for a career that you can take with you, make sure to check that out. So let's get right into the talk with Mark. Again, thanks for listening. So hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. This is Jen, and today I am talking to Mark Steffi from First Command, who is sharing some great financial and money-saving tips for military families, both during this time of pandemic and beyond. So here is a little bit about Mark. Mark Steffi is the president and CEO of First Command. He joined First Command in March of 2010. In this position, Mark leads the company on a number of important strategic priorities, including the continuous improvement of the First Command client experience, focusing on military engagement, the continuing adaptation to a rapidly evolving digital world, and leadership development. Before joining First Command, Mark served in a number of leadership roles with major companies in the financial services industry. Mark earned a Bachelor of Science degree in finance from the University of Illinois, graduating with high honors. He holds Series 7, 8, 23, 63, and 65 securities registrations, plus life and health insurance licenses. So welcome to Mark. Thank you so much for joining me today to talk about this important topic for military families.
Thanks for having me, Jen. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of great information for our military spouses and families. And we were talking about many younger military families, especially, already have financial worries. And of course, this has been compounded lately for those whose spouse was furloughed or let go from their jobs during this pandemic. And even though it seems like we'll be heading out of the quarantine in stages in the near future, it is going to take some time for our country and even individuals to recover financially. So I'm hoping you can share some practical financial tips that military families could use during this unprecedented time.
Yeah, there are a number of financial tips we could share, and they're all pretty basic and fundamental, but sometimes you just need a prompt, I think, to think of them. I mean, one of the things we would encourage people to do is, you know, now especially, it's a great time to sit down with your spouse and review your budget. Figure out what your expenses really are. Determine how you're going to track everything and stay on top of your weekly expenses. And it's just one of those things where I think if you spend a little bit more time on it, you'll find ways to save money that you might not have thought of otherwise.
So what are some examples you could give for that kind of thing?
You know, some of the specifics would be, and this is going to sound obvious probably, but, you know, gas is a whole lot cheaper now. So, you know, you're not spending as much money on gas. There aren't too many places to go either. So people are driving less. So don't forget about factoring that into your monthly budget. Dining out isn't so much an option anymore, except, you know, the carry out, and just be thoughtful about, you know, how much you're going out to eat or going out to get food as opposed to making it at home. A lot of entertainment, going to movies and things like that. People just even going out for a drink. It's not so easy to do that anymore. And I would look for those savings. You know, there's a lot of, you know, getting haircuts or going to the nail salon, something like that. Those things aren't available as much. And go ahead and capture those. And now when you can't do those things, you know, you can ask yourselves, you know, when you do have the opportunities, when those things start opening back up, you know, did we really need some of those things? And if we were able to do without them for a few weeks or a couple of months, you know, how much of these things are necessities, and how many of these things, you know, do we have to have as the economy opens back up? One other thing I would encourage people to do, and this actually happened to us as well, is, you know, a lot of people have gym memberships and or other subscriptions that they're signed up for. And just because you're not going to the gym and it's not open doesn't mean they're not still charging you on a monthly basis.
Right.
Go through your credit card statement. You might remember that you've signed up for a few things that you don't use nearly as much of as you used to, or you're not able to use them now. And I'd cancel those subscriptions until you have a chance to, you know, determine whether you really need them, or until those gyms or those other facilities open back up where you really have a chance to take advantage of whatever services you're buying.
Yeah, you start to realize what you really can live without when you're forced to, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And apparently it's a whole lot less than what we were living on.
Right. That's so true. Well, I know for my husband and I, we went to a financial planner back when we were in our mid-20s, and I kind of thought, we don't have any extra money.
Right.
And, you know, it seemed something almost like a luxury. And so for maybe some of our younger families listening who may not be familiar with what financial planning is, how would you describe that in a nutshell?
Maybe the best analogy I could give you is, if you were going to drive from wherever your hometown is or wherever you live to some other location, I don't think anybody just jumps in a car, points the car in a certain direction and says, you know, maybe one day we'll get there, right? I think even if you're going to a place you've never been, even in the local area, most people are going to go onto their phones now and hit Maps or Waze or something like that, and they're going to figure out what's the best path to get me from where I am right now to where I want to be, you know, or where I'm trying to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, a financial plan is exactly that. You know, I need to sit down and get a good assessment of where I am today. I really want to figure out, where do I want to be 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now? What are my hopes, dreams, aspirations? You know, what are we really trying to accomplish? How much risk am I willing to take in order to get there? And the financial plan is the map that gets you from where you are today to where you're trying to be 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now.
And it can be something so simple as just putting away $50 a month. Like, that's how we started long time ago.
Absolutely right. It absolutely could. I mean, and I think where we're especially concerned for military families is that there's this underlying, almost this immediate assumption of, I can't afford a financial planner. Or we don't have enough money to see a financial planner, or worse, you know, our finances are kind of a mess and we've got a lot of credit card debt and I'm kind of embarrassed to go see a financial planner. And at first command, we're really trying to take away all those issues. We don't charge active duty military families for financial planning, producing the financial plan for them. We wanted to eliminate that barrier to entry. So we stopped charging for that several years ago.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really been a big win for our military families. You don't have to have a certain asset level to start with us. You know, there are a lot of companies out there. You need to have maybe $50,000 or $250,000 to become a client. We have no minimum account size.
That's good.
Yeah. And as you just said, Jen, you know, a lot of our families do start with $50 a month or $100 a month into a savings account. Or I'll be honest with you, a lot of times what we find is they don't have the money to start with a $50 a month investment plan because they might have $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 in credit card debt, and they're trying to figure out a way to pay that off. And a lot of times we'll help them refinance that high interest rate credit card debt into a much lower interest rate loan. And that makes it easier not only to pay off that loan and to pay down those credit card bills, but then you, through the money you're saving in that interest expense, you can actually start applying that savings not only to paying down your debt, but also to start putting money away, even as you said, $50 a month into an investment plan. So we've got 62 years of dealing with military families, and we understand all those issues and all those concerns about, can I afford it? Do I have enough money? What if my finances are a little bit of a mess? That's exactly why this company was created, is to help military families through those issues.
Well, that's so great. I mean, you don't have to have a ton of money. You can be in debt, and it sounds like you guys will help them get on track.
Absolutely.
Maybe they were just kind of floundering and really don't know how to handle that. And that's such a great service. I'm assuming there's a lot of differences between a military financial planning versus civilian, more than just maybe not having the cash flow, but also, you know, just the different stages of military life, younger, mid-career, or facing retirement. Maybe you can talk about how military families can stay on track with their long-term goals, and how do you guys help with that?
Yeah, that's there's you said a mouthful there. There's
I was going to say that was a loaded question, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a lot.
There's a big difference, I think, between the civilians and military families. The similarities, you know, whether you're a civilian family or a military family, you know, you still want to get started on this as soon as you can, mm-hmm. because the biggest asset you have is really the time that you put towards your plan. The earlier you get started, the more opportunity, the more time you have to have that plan grow and to achieve the goals that you've laid out in your financial plan. The biggest difference between civilian plans and military plans, probably twofold. The first difference would be the ones we just talked about. There's this underlying assumption of I can't afford it, I don't have enough money, and so on. The other one is civilians don't have the type of extensive benefits that military families mm-hmm. do. And one of the things I'm proudest about with First Command is that 80% of our advisors are former military or military spouses. So they understand mm-hmm. the lifestyle and they understand the benefits inside and out. And I would argue that most folks in the military don't fully understand their benefits, and therefore they're not getting the full benefit of what's offered to them. And we really help them work those benefits into the plan to ensure that they're getting everything that they are rightfully entitled to.
Oh, that's good.
So we don't want to leave those opportunities on the table. We really want to be as comprehensive as we can. And then in terms of the other part of your question, I think, was staying on track.
Right.
You know, this market is a great example. If you'd have built your financial plan at the beginning of January and here we are in April, I mean, the world has literally changed in 90 days. And plans, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't stay on top of them, can get outdated. And the biggest thing for us is, you know, you should not only develop your plan, but you should meet with your financial planner on some sort of regular or consistent basis. And just because the market went down doesn't mean suddenly you have to make a world of changes with your plan. But you may want to get updated to see, you know, how it's affected it. And I'm a big believer, you know, these markets will recover. You know, they'll move back higher at some point. When exactly that's going to happen, none of us knows. But market corrections over time tend to historically always take care of themselves. The biggest issue we have seen with military families, it's not the market really that's our biggest concern. It's what we call consumer behavior. And mm-hmm. we sometimes joke about this, but we think our biggest competitors sometimes are Best Buy and Harley Davidson, and you pick the auto company. You know, we're taking this discretionary money and going out and spending it on things that maybe they're nice to haves, but they don't have. You know, we don't have to have them. Instead of buying that new trucker car, maybe a used one would have been okay.
Right.
Do I need the newest flat screen TV, or is the one that we have, you know, could that last a couple more years? And so one of the things we really coach folks on is changing their behavior, is to really try to, as we said earlier, go through your budget. And if you comb through that budget with a professional, you're going to find money that you didn't realize was there. And that money can be put towards a plan and not really impact someone's standard of living along the way. It's just a matter of choosing your priorities and changing your behaviors in order to give you the greatest chance of achieving the goals you set out in your financial plan.
Well, and speaking of the stimulus checks coming in, I think a lot of people see that as, okay, I'm trying to help the economy.
You're
so
right.
I'm going to go maybe buy something I don't really need. And so what would be your best advice for if you're getting one of those checks?
You know, we have this old saying that probably goes back almost to the founding of the company. And it's two things, really. It's pay yourself first and live on less than you earn. And what we mean by that is, you know, pay yourself first. Whenever you get money, scrape away what you need to put towards your investment plan or your savings plan. Or if you have life insurance, make sure you've got that money to pay and maintain your life insurance policies. And then take the rest. And usually that's a number that we use kind of as a rule of thumb in the aggregate of savings, investment, and insurance. That's about 20%. And we try to get folks to think about living off of the 80%. That way, when a time like this hits, when we go through an economic turndown and unfortunately people are losing their jobs, is people have the money tucked away that they need to weather these storms until things get back to, you know, whatever version of normal we're going to be mm-hmm. dealing with. But if you're spending more than you earn, you're working yourself deeper into credit card debt, typically. And so we really try to get people to understand how much they're making, scrape a certain amount of money off for their overall portfolio and to live off the difference.
Well, and that applies to if you're living in a place where you're getting the cost of living allowance, or, you know, your spouse is deployed and you're getting that extra hazardous duty pay. I mean, there's bonuses, all those things. So if you can take a look at them that way, like you just described, even for that sort of thing, because those are not permanent things that you're going to always have.
Absolutely. And too often we see people, they earn that extra money and they start spending that money and they get used to living at that level. And so when those extra payments go away and they don't have them, it's really hard to adjust your standard of living at that point. Whereas, as you said, Jen, if you never had it in the first place, and as you start to receive those payments, if you start tucking those away into your financial plan, you know, not only are you going to grow your plan, but you will not have upwardly adjusted your standard of living and put yourself in a tougher spot.
Well, it's hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard to do. And as much as we want people supporting the economy, the best thing to do is take care of yourself and your family first and put the economy mm-hmm. second.
That's really good advice. Well, I know that you mentioned that First Command has career opportunities for military spouses. So I wanted to make sure we had time to talk about that.
Absolutely.
If a military spouse was looking for a career with First Command, would they need a certain type of background or training? And what are they looking at? What sorts of career is it?
What I often tell people is that the two things you need to become a successful advisor at First Command is you've got to love the military and you've got to have a great work ethic. And that's one of the reasons we're so excited about hiring military spouses is what we find is they tend to be highly educated. Many of them have advanced degrees. They're incredibly hardworking. They're incredibly resilient. I mean, obviously, many of them have to operate almost as a single parent when their spouse gets deployed. Mm-hmm. Not telling you guys anything you don't know, but high rates of unemployment and underemployment amongst military families. And what we find is, you know, military spouses tend to be the ones making the financial decisions for their families already. So they're used to having to deal with those issues and they're used to having to make those decisions and carry the family. And so as military spouses look more and more for careers, not just a job that I can get at this duty station and another job at another duty station, but I want a career of my own, a career that I can grow, a career that can move with me as we PCS. We do exactly that at First Command. So you don't have to have a finance degree or anything like that. Mm-hmm. If you come in with a love of the military and you're willing to work hard to go out and help these families get on a path to financial success, we can train you in pretty much everything else you're going to need to know. And we've got 180 offices around the world. Most of them are near a military installation. So almost anywhere where you're going to find yourself living, if you're in the military, we've probably got an office pretty close by.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm assuming probably a lot of them are working from home right now.
We're all working from home right now. We've got a few face-to-face appointments going on in places where they don't have too many infections, but, we've got almost all of our home office employees working remotely now, and I know our advisors are using the heck out of Zoom these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's awesome. So we will have a link for spouses to find out more about potential careers with First Command and all the information we've talked about today. So as we're looking to close out, Mark, did you have anything else to add?
You know, I think the one thing I would add is not to be redundant, but to go back and remind folks, look, this is a tough time, right? I mean, it's tough enough with the challenges of a military lifestyle to find the time to sit down and build a financial plan and stick to it. And lately, with everything else that's been going on in the world, I think that's got even tougher. But don't allow that to be an excuse. Don't let the world's economy be an excuse not to get yourself and your family on a plan to financial success. Don't let things like I can't afford it, or I don't have enough money, or maybe my finances don't look so pretty right now. Don't let those things be deterrents to doing the right thing financially for you and your families. Find a professional, someone that you can trust, someone that's a fiduciary that can sit down with you and help you work through these issues, because they're not easy. Mm-hmm. And most folks don't have the expertise to do this themselves. So find that professional that you can trust. And there are people that are more than happy to take care of military families. And First Command obviously is one of those companies, but not doing something is going to put you in a worse position. This is something that you can have an impact on. And it's funny, we were in a discussion the other day, and one of the things somebody said is this is like another battle. This is a financial battle. And I don't know a military person that you know, steps away from taking on a challenge. This is just one of those battles or challenges that you need to take head on. Mm-hmm. And it's a battle that you can win. And we'd love to help you, you know, win this battle.
It's definitely a defining time for everybody, not just military families, but yeah, such a historic time. It's, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all turns out. But I think that is such good advice and very practical too,
yeah,
for our military families right now. So I really appreciate you joining me today, giving us some great information, Mark.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. And listeners, you guys can learn more about First Command at firstcommand.com. Find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also more about Mark on LinkedIn. And as always, I will include these links in the show notes. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and came away with some practical tips that you can use right now and even later on in your financial journey.
Thanks for listening to the MilSpouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at MilSpouseMatters.com or on social media as @MilSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.